Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging a bit deeper into the Gospel of Matthew. And today we're in chapter 2, verses 19 to 23. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. So here we have the conclusion of chapter 2. We have phrases that remind us of the Exodus, Exodus chapter 4, verse 19, the Lord said to Moses in Midian, "Go back to Egypt, for all those who wanted to kill you are dead." It's the reverse in verse 20, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel." Moses was to return to Egypt, Jesus was to depart Egypt and return to the promised land. But there's, I think, the image of Moses looms large over this whole passage. And so Joseph does do that, but he hears about Archelaus reigning in Judea. In fact, he was even more brutal than his father Herod, which is hard to believe. So he was afraid to go back to that area, and we can understand that. So he's warned in a dream, again, dreams being very prominent in Matthew. And he goes up to Galilee, and we have this thing about him being called a Nazarene. Now, it's rather interesting. It's said to be a fulfillment of prophecy. It may not be a specific prophecy from the Old Testament, but a kind of a summary of the humble and despised nature of the Messiah. There could be a play here on Nazarene, Nazarite. By changing some of the letters slightly, it could refer to the Nazarites, a class of people dedicated to God. Have a look in Numbers chapter 6 for some description of them. Another possible play on words is that Nazarene and branch sound very similar in Hebrew. And of course, Isaiah 11 verse 1 says, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots a branch will bear fruit." And it could be that Matthew is alluding to that. Or perhaps he's talking about Judges 13 and Samson, about him being, Samson being a Nazarite, a strong called person of the Lord. Or Nazarite can also mean holy. And it might be that Matthew is referencing Isaiah chapter 4 there, verse 3. "Those who are left in Zion, who remain in Jerusalem, will be called holy, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem." It could be that he's trying to get his readers to think about that connection. Nonetheless, what we find is that what God has done is preserved his son. He's taken him to Egypt. He's taken him back to the land of Israel. And the scene is now set for his adult life, which we'll move on to in chapter 3 very shortly. This chapter, chapter 2, is an astonishing record of the way that God used the right people at the right time in the right way, how he guided them, how the obedient were blessed and the disobedient missed out. And surely there are many lessons there for us as we contemplate our response to the fact that Emmanuel, God, is with us. And let us consider how we can respond in a humble way and so receive the blessings of knowing Jesus, and don't end up with the having the kind of response that Herod and the Pharisees did. Anyway, next time we'll go on to chapter 3. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.